consultation more than 750 individual comments from 300 people representing our patients, our partners and our staff contributed to the development of the plan. They did this through various forms over two rounds of consultation. We would like to acknowledge the many individuals and groups who shared their ideas, expertise and lived experience. The incredible feedback received showed us just how important the Accessibility Action Plan is to our patients, our community and our people, and how we can work better together to implement the actions in the plan to achieve successful outcomes. Internal Reference Group. An internal reference group was formed to review the consultation materials and provide input into the plan. The reference group includes operational and non-operational staff and members of Ambulance Victoria's Community Advisory Committee. Public consultations and focus groups. Two online consultation surveys were developed in alternative formats and widely circulated across the organization and community. A series of focus groups were also held with sector partners exploring key themes and directions to help inform the plan. Community Discussion Forum in November 2018, an accessibility forum was held at the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission to further shape the plan. The forum was attended by over 50 people with disability, family and carers, representatives from Peak Disability, Health and Advocacy Services, and members of the Ambulance Victoria workforce. Digital media. We have gained a lot of interest and community input in the Accessibility Action Plan through a Better Together for Everyone webpage and on Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter. The feedback we have received through these channels has been central in the development of key themes and actions captured in this plan. Sample of comments from our community members. You all do a fantastic job. My son has cerebral palsy and epilepsy, and as a result is nonverbal. We've had numerous rides in the ambulances. What would be great if the paramedics knew a bit of sign language just to be able to communicate in their language. Sometimes nothing works, but I saw firsthand the benefits of this when we recently turned up at the children's hospital and the nurse there immediately recognized, maybe she read his file, that our son was nonverbal and communicated with some sign, which made our son realize that there was someone that understood him. I also think it would be useful if each ambulance had access to a communication device such as an iPad with Proliquo, to communicate where the pain is or how bad it was. Rosie and son Blake, community members and idea generators. It's okay to sit with uncertainty and be guided by those around you. Ambulance Victoria paramedics don't need to understand every condition and disability. They just need to recognize and value engaging with a patient, family and carers who can guide them. Community member. Not only the obvious, it's the hidden disabilities. You wouldn't know I have speech issues and am hard to understand when stressed. I can't get it out. Community member. It would be great if paramedics could come and visit disability day services, programs or supported residential services, and talk about when and how to call an ambulance. Community member. No matter the situation, there is always room for improvement. Community member.